Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Welcome, success friends. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream. The entrepreneur trying to start a business. The athlete trying to break a record or maybe make a team. The motivated person trying to lose 10 or 15 pounds. The student looking for A's, or maybe you looking for Mr. or Ms. Right. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, success principles that, when applied and utilized, help you to reach your goal. Our success principle of the day is go the extra mile, and today's special guest is David Lund of Minneapolis Gutter Glove. Welcome, David.
Welcome, Tom.
We're really glad to have you here. Jerry, say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
We're going to talk about our principle today of go the extra mile, but I think I hear that sound that tells us always we start our show with a quote from the great Vince Lombardi. Ah, yes, the great Vince Lombardi, talking about going the extra mile. He said, "The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary." And David, I think you can attest to that one.
Oh, yes, I can.
You've been in the construction trade for approximately what?
25 years now.
25 years. You've seen some good times and bad times.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the economy go up and down.
You remember 2008, right?
Oh, yeah. It actually started in 2006, and then it carried over to 2008.
So you saw it coming before we did,
yes.
Before we insurance agents saw that coming.
Yep.
And today's show, Ensure Your Success, is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. And we do have a gift for everybody that's listening, David. We really thank our listeners for being here. And our gift is something we call a lemon drop. And a lemon drop is just a little nugget of wisdom that we say, let it melt in your mind. And to get that, all that a person has to do is go to the website GPS4success.com and sign up, and every day they'll get a little bit of nugget. And that's a little gift from the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency just for listening to our show.
Well, that'd be fun.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So let me talk about David Lund for a minute. David, I think we've known each other for about 15, maybe 20 years. We were introduced through one of the great Packer fans of the world, a guy by the name of Elroy Newhouse. Do you remember Elroy?
Now that you brought up his name.
Now only say nice things.
Well, Elroy came to me, or I went to him, and you've been my carrier for 25 years.
Wow, isn't that exciting?
And that's because I'm kind of the old guy that doesn't like to move around.
Especially when we're doing a good job, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I've had nothing but good things to say about you and your firm, and that's why I've stuck with you.
And you know, you've been involved in the construction field most of your life. And, David, as all successes do, you've had your share of challenges, especially being in the construction industry. We all remember about that. And the recession came.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of sitting on the sidelines like a lot of people that I insured, I know that they did, you kind of reinvented yourself or reignited yourself, and you've had a great success with something called the Minnesota Gutter Glove, right?
That's correct. Approximately about 6 or 7 years ago, I started looking at ice prevention products.
Right. Okay.
And this is how I came up with this product called Gutter Glove. And the Gutter Glove product has a heated version of leaf protection.
Okay.
And I thought that was a great idea to have that, because that's a four-season product versus a two-season or three-season.
Right.
And so the leaf protection industry, you know, is much bigger than I thought it was. And the product line, Gutter Glove, was rated by Consumer Reports as their highest rated product.
Wow.
That they tested.
Hmm.
And we do very well with the internet.
Okay.
Doing internet advertising.
And I'm going to interrupt you here for a second, because
sure.
One of the things is you saw the recession coming, or you were in the midst of it. The phone wasn't ringing as much.
Mm-hmm.
How did, you know, how, to me it was like going the extra mile in the sense of, I got to find a new place to go work. I got to find something new to do. So I'm not just going to wait around for someone to call me. I'm going to go out and be very proactive, because I think that's part of what going the extra mile is.
Well, you're exactly right. You have to look for different avenues to take and generate income.
Right.
And the construction industry is pretty broad. You can
right.
go all the way from washing windows to building parking ramps if you want to.
Or Minnesota Viking stadiums.
Yes, you can.
Hold there we on. Go.
Okay. So by taking a look at the different avenues, to be honest with you, what held me over was the year of the ice dams, which
okay.
was 2008.
And as people just started calling you because I knew you did good work, I'm having problems.
Right.
Okay.
So that's
going
how,
the extra mile. You said instead of saying, I don't know anything about that, you said, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I got a steep learning curve with the insurance companies.
Right, right.
How to work with you. And
hey, some of my clients would like to know how to work with us. I'd like to. Jerry, no, we're not talking. We've asked Jerry to calm down a little bit today, David. He gets a little mouthy at times. But, you know, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that insurance and that combination on the second half of it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I wanted to do is I want to define this principle of going the extra mile. And my the principle I've read and where we get a lot of our information is from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Carnegie, and they defined this principle as the habit of rendering more service and better service than we are paid, or it could be under promise, over deliver.
Well, the fortunate thing for you is I'm an avid reader of follower.
All right.
Okay. And
so you
that
know what
was,
we're talking about.
Okay. That was 35 years ago.
Right.
So this is imprinted in my brain.
You started reading that stuff 35 years ago.
35 years ago.
And here we are meeting today at KLBB Radio, right before a Packers game. Is that kind of crazy how life works there?
Oh, yeah.
But you know that principle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you go through and read all the principles that they have in those books, the motivational books,
right.
is that in order for you to move forward, you have to have the positive attitude.
Right.
And you have to have the attributes to get you to that point and be able to be a visionary where you can scope something out and figure out how to make it work better.
Right.
And construction being my background, my dad used to build houses, so,
okay.
you know, since I was
You've always had it.
Yeah, it's always been in my blood. And, you know, whether it's commercial or residential, but to be able to pick out a different venue that
mm-hmm.
happens to be in construction, it ended up being this Gutter Glove product, which astounded me to the fact is that I started that 6 years ago.
Right.
And that it's doing so well right now in the industry that
right.
it keeps growing.
But part of that success is applying these success principles to your business.
That's correct.
I talk to a lot of construction people.
Mm-hmm.
We insure a lot of them. And one of the things I noticed, a big difference that I noticed between a successful construction person and the one that maybe struggles a little bit, is the successful person like yourself isn't afraid to go out and give a bid and, you know, may or may not get the job. I hear the unsuccessful person complaining about, you know, maybe I should charge people for bids or for quotes or whatever. And, you know, that going that extra mile, that's part of it, you know, providing that service that people just aren't used to getting out there.
Well, that's one part of my business is going that extra mile. What I found in the past, in the 25 years that I've been in construction,
mm-hmm.
is when you end up going to somebody and doing a project, you try not to have them, try not to have the project go over budget.
Right. Oh, yes. There's okay. another good one. Right.
All right. So it's been my motto that if I go and price a job out, I really, really try not to charge the customer any extra.
But now, how unusual is that?
Well, that's pretty unusual.
I know that's very unusual. So that's pretty exciting. Now, before we move on, I want to mention to our listeners, all they have to do if they want to find out more about you, and it will be on our Fierce Choice website, but they can also go to MinneapolisGutterGlove.com, and that's Minneapolis spelled out, correct?
Correct.
Or they can call you directly at 763-473-3116.
That's correct.
Now, something I didn't know about you, and I find that very interesting, that you've been studying those same principles I've studied for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
What got you to start looking at that? Do you remember, was it just a want to do something special? Because one of the things I see, David, is our schools don't teach us how to be successful.
No, they don't.
Right?
That's the unfortunate thing. As I recall, when I was working for a company, one of the managers suggested that I read particular
okay.
book. And once you read one book that's a motivational book, you read the next one.
Right. After a while, you realize there's certain principles that we need to follow, and if we do, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, and I think that's the amazing part is that if you take all the authors of the motivational books, they all basically have the same format, and the attitude, attention, is motivation, and that extra mile that you're looking at is what you have to do. And that's always been, it's like embedded in me.
I can attest to that just from working with you. I mean, believe it or not, we make mistakes as an agency every now and then. You're not screaming at us. You're just asking us to solve the problem, which we normally can do. But I think all that is just part of your whole demeanor. I mean, and one of the reasons why people would want to do work with you. Any thoughts on how it has helped you to get to where you're at today, more than what we've even talked about right now? I want to try and bring one thing up, but any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the backbone of running a business or as an individual is that if you have the motivation to go that extra mile, is that it will carry you through all your workload that you're doing, and your relationships that you have with people, and what your customer base is,
David, one of the legs of going the extra mile is said that service must be rendered in a spirit of good faith, regardless of the outcome of what you're going to get paid. And I think that's one of the things that people don't really realize. You have got to just be willing to go this extra mile, even when it doesn't make sense. Have you found that in your business?
That's correct. And that's comes back to that overcharges.
Okay. There you go. Okay. So if you tell them at X number of dollars, it's X number of dollars, and sometimes you eat a few hundred.
That's correct.
Boy, that is just so unheard of in the construction field. I mean, I think people make their money based on going to charge more. I shouldn't say that. That's not fair of me.
Well, it adds up to quite a bit of money.
It can, right?
And what I look at is that it's the goodwill faith. Mm-hmm. By that you go out and you do this, and then if you don't charge for extras or something went wrong, it took more time to do it, it just carries over to
you're
building
the business.
You get paid
somewhere.
You get paid back.
And that's part of the law. You have to get compensated at some point in time. Now, we're going to take a break in just 1 minute. I want to remind our listeners that it's MinneapolisGutterGlove.com. We're going to come back and really talk about what you do, what your service is. They can reach you at 763-473-3116. And I also want to remind our listeners that the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency sponsors Insure Your Success. And for listening, David, we offer what we call a lemon drop, which is a little nugget of wisdom you get in your email box every morning that you let melt in your mind. And you can get that by going to GPS4success.com. But we're going to take a little break here and we'll come right back. Success, friends, when it comes to insurance, you have a choice, and your first choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, or health insurance, or maybe even commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices, and we have over 30 years of experience. We treat you the way we would want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So remember, you have a choice. But your first choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry, any thoughts?
Slow down. It's scary out there.
All right, I am back with my guest, David Lund of Minneapolis Gutter Glove. Now, David, we're talking about ice... How do you pronounce it?
Ice management.
Ice management. And I'm going to tell our listeners real quickly that one of the things about ice dams, as we call them, is they are the ice dam themselves is not covered by insurance.
That's correct.
Right. But now the damage that the ice dam does, which brings water into the home, is covered by insurance. But the problem with it is... if a claim is made, you know, in Minnesota, if you have two home claims in 3 years, an insurance company can cancel your insurance unless they're weather related. And a lot of clients think that an ice dam is weather related, and unfortunately, it is not weather related. So if a person has an ice dam, gets damage in the house, has you come and fix their indoors, but do not take care of the problem, and they have a second claim, they could be canceled by their insurance companies. So I'm very excited for what you do, because what you can do is you can actually go and solve a problem for good, correct?
That's correct.
Can you kind of explain to us how this ice dam process works?
Yes. Yeah. Here's where we'll start. An ice dam is usually created because you have poor insulation or ventilation.
On that roof.
On the roof. And what will happen is that over the winter, the ice will accumulate because it's freezing and thawing, freezing and thawing.
And it's thawing because you got heat coming up from the house, from the inside of the house, or?
The heat is escaping somewhere.
Right.
And it could be from a non-insulated wall.
Okay.
It could be from a non-insulated roof area.
Mm-hmm.
Could be because you don't have any ventilation. It could be because you can't ventilate it.
Okay.
So that you have this heat loss. And, by the way, if you turn the heat up in the house in the wintertime because you're cold,
right,
you increase the heat loss.
Ah.
So
you make a bad situation worse.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'm going to turn the heat up, though, anyways, right?
Yeah, everybody does. So now you've got this ice dam that's forming on your roof, typically. And through the winter, depending upon how much snow, depending upon what the temperature is, depending upon what your heat loss is,
right,
will depend upon when eventually that water will penetrate your home.
Right.
Now, at that time, when it penetrates the home, then your insurance will cover for the damage that was done.
To the inside of the home.
Right. So now, with the products that we sell, it's called ice management.
Mm-hmm.
And it's typically a home in South Minneapolis where you can't ventilate it because they have no soffits.
Ah.
Or they have a dormer.
Okay.
And the dormer would typically, you can't insulate it, and or valleys.
And the valleys in the roof, yep.
Valleys, because you can't insulate them.
Mm-hmm.
So we put a heated gutter in, which is called a gutter glove icebreaker.
Okay.
Which has heat tape in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a valley or a dormer, we put in valley panels that go in the valley,
okay,
or on the dormer.
Okay.
So now when that ice pack that's on your roof, which is a glacier,
mm-hmm,
has a warm path for the water to flow.
So once it starts thawing again, it has somewhere to go.
Correct. So what you're doing is that the heated panels that you have, the heated icebreakers, and the heat tape that goes down the downspout creates a warm path for that water to go so it won't freeze.
Right.
So what that does is that will permanently protect your home so that you don't have to ever deal with this again.
A lot more cost effective than re-roofing and rebuilding and all that too.
That's true. And the products that we install are not like the old school when you go by somebody's house that's got these zigzags on their roofs.
Right.
And the zigzag patterns are the old school. But if you visit our website, you know, MinneapolisGutterGlove.com, you could click on the icebreakers, or you can go to YouTube and type in icebreaker, gutter glove icebreaker, and you should be able to find something in there, or just give us a call, and we'll come out and assess what you have.
Gotcha.
And then we can design a system that we could put in so that you don't have to ever have to think about ice dams anymore.
And David, one of the telltale signs is a roof that has a lot of icicles, right? Or the big icicles hanging down?
In the wintertime, they usually don't. It doesn't produce icicles in the summertime.
It's weird how that works. Although we are in Minnesota, so you never know. Now, here's another whole part of this issue. When I got in the insurance industry 30 years ago, we would have a deductible for a home insurance of about $100, maybe $250. The cost, average cost of home insurance was somewhere around $400 to $600 a year. Mm-hmm. Part of it is because of our hailstorms. A lot of it is because of these hail or these ice dam claims. But the cost of insurance has about quadrupled. I mean, we see $1,500 very common, $2,000, $2,500 premiums for home insurance. And along with that now, the minimum deductible is $1,000. Sometimes it gets, there's companies now going to a percentage of the value of your home, so it can be $2,000-$3,000 deductible. So if part of the problem is if they don't take care of these ice dams, you know, they're basically self-insuring that repair job inside the house.
That's correct. You know, prevention is the big part that you would want to do with this.
Right.
Okay. And the products that we put in would solve that problem.
I mean, right now really is a time to be thinking about these ice dams.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. You know. Instead of February when you have them.
Yeah. That's kind of like almost pregnant.
Right. Almost. Right. Wait a minute. Very good. Very good. But the idea is you get it installed one time, you pay for it up front. It's always cheaper than trying to fix the problem and solve the problem later.
Oh, that is correct. You know, the customer base that we have is that they've had a problem and they're tired of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we take and fix it permanently so that they can go out of town on vacation and they don't have to worry about their house coming home with a basement full of water.
Right. And that is that we've had those calls, unfortunately. Also, the ice dam, ice management, which as an insurance agent, I love. I mean, I know the pain and agony that goes on when someone's trying to get reconstruction done in their house. Drywall, or they've got plaster that's, it just, you know, claims are not good for anybody. They're not good for me as an agent. They're not good for a homeowner. They're not good for an insurance company in reality. This is a way of actually doing prevention on a claim that doesn't have to happen.
That's correct. It's kind of like putting an airbag in a car.
Right, right. Okay. And it really makes a huge difference. Along with that, though, talk a little bit about the gutter glove itself. Is there any insurance protection there, or is that more just makes life a lot easier by not having to clean those gutters?
Well, the big problem is that, you know, well, from an insurance standpoint of view or a safety standpoint of view, it's rather inexpensive for somebody to walk on a ladder to clean the gutters out.
Right.
However, when the gutters become plugged, what happens is that you'll get groundwater in your home, which is not covered by the insurance company.
Right. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right. That's true.
All right. Or if you don't
clean. What do those insurance companies pay for?
Ask Jerry.
Ask Jerry. Jerry. Huh, it's time to wake up. Hold on, Jerry. We're not done yet.
So anyway, back to, you know, you can clean your gutters out, but the products that we sell, there's the Gutter Glove Ultra, the Gutter Glove Pro, and the Gutter Glove Icebreaker. The Icebreaker is the heated version.
Right.
And the by putting leaf protection in, and these happen to be what they call micro mesh screen technology.
And you've got one here. I wish we could show it to people. Nothing is getting through that screen is what I see. You're not even going to get your roof grit through there, are
you? That's correct. And so this is, once this is installed, it's like having a clean pipe.
Which then helps with the ice too, right?
That's
correct. The water has a real easy way to flow through.
Right. In the heated version, you can't see it.
You can't. Trust me, it's very awesome. But you can see this on the website.
Yeah,
you can see it. MinneapolisGutterGlove.com.
That's correct.
Very nice, very nice. That's cool. I like that. And David, I don't know if you're aware or not, but Jerry and I, in Jerry's shirt says safety first. We do videos once a month on safety. Because Jerry is very adamant about safety. And Jerry doesn't like to see our clients climbing ladders to try and clean out gutters. That makes him nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the other problem is they don't have a helmet on when they're doing it either, right?
That's correct.
So the helmet they should, no, we won't go there. The glove they should be wearing is the gutter glove.
That's correct.
And then they won't cut their hands. They won't fall off the ladder.
That's correct.
It all works out, right? Anything, we're kind of getting near the end of our show. I appreciate this information. Again, as an insurance agent, I know how much easier it is to install this product ahead of time, how much money it saves year after year after year, how much protection. I mean, it just makes sense from an insurance standpoint to do this.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that the homeowners that decide to clean their own gutters out,
yes,
they don't use the proper materials. They'll use a ladder, but they won't use a standoff. And when you're exposing yourself to danger.
Right.
And the other part is, in the wintertime, a big portion of our ice management program is keeping the ice off the sidewalks,
right,
where the people walk, and especially the elderly people. If they would fall and get their hip damaged.
Hey, are you making fun of me there?
So we don't want you to fall and get hurt.
Well, then the other thing, too, is they put a ladder up against the gutter. They dent the gutter, and then that starts a whole other series of problems.
Yep, it just rolls and rolls and rolls.
Right, it goes nonstop. Okay, so David, again, one more time. The website is the MinneapolisGutterGlove.com, and you got to spell out the word Minneapolis. Or they can call you directly at 763-473-3116. Any last thoughts, David, on our principle of going the extra mile?
Well, I guess what I would say is that, you know, if you're running your own business or your own personality, whatever it happens to be, if you go that extra mile, you make that extra turn, your customers will be happy with you, and you'll be happier with yourself.
I like it. Well, we really appreciate that. I want to thank my guest, David Lund from Minneapolis Gutter Glove. I've learned something. I hope my success friends have learned something today. And remember, success friends, the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency has a gift for you. You'll find it at gps4success.com. You can also call the agency for a free insurance quote at 651-738-0107. And Jerry, any last words? Slow down! It's scary out there!
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there where the air is right.